Wild Beat in Arizona.
I am the king of the rangers. No ties or fetters have I. The walls of a house are my vision, for I live out under the sky. The wide open space is my doorway. The stars are my lamps overhead. And when I grow tired and weary, I use saddle and grass for my bed.
Oh, get, oh, get along, old horse, your hoofs beat out. A song will ride the ranger's pride. All morning, noon, and night, with the yip and the eye, the roll, the fly will laugh at danger steady, for your duty must perform. We'll guard, we'll fight, we'll keep the ranges bright, for we are the kings of the forest.
Hey, boys, I got good news for you. China Mike told me if the supply wagon got in, he'd make us some of them famous homemade cookies.
Whoopee! Watch me make a raid on that cookie jar.
Yeah, and Dynamite will make a raid on your fingers, cracking them with a mixing paddle or dish pan or something.
All of which will bring out the animal side of my nature.
So what?
Then instead of cookies, we'll have animal crackers.
Oh, heck, I'm just wild about animal crackers.
I sure like them a heap better when I can eat huckleberries with them.
Well, if that ain't typical of your nasty disposition. Not satisfied with swell homemade cookies, you want berries and cream with them.
But you don't know how good they taste.
Well, maybe not, but I can only see one hope for you, Curly, and that's to find your nice, buxom farm lass and have you get married down where the huckleberries grow, huh?
Boy, that'd suit me fine.
Yeah.
See the pretty Marys where the huckleberries grow. I long to hear the robin whistle underneath the mistletoe. Somebody's waiting still down beside the old water mill where I hear that old whippoorwill. What a wonderful thrill. I'm gonna wear a flannel collar, ride my horse and holler, whoa. I'll see my little sister Sally dressed up in her calico. And when the cows come home, you won't see me there all alone. I'm gonna pick myself a Mary where the huckleberries grow.
Tired of being a rover, buzzing around like a bee. So after thinking it over, there's only one place for me.
I long to see the pretty Marys where the huckleberries grow. I long to hear the robin whistle underneath the mistletoe. Somebody's waiting still down beside the old water mill where I hear that old whippoorwill. What a wonderful thrill. I'm gonna wear a flannel collar, ride my horse and holler, whoa.
I'll see my little sister Sally dressed up in her calico. And when the cows come home, you won't see me there all alone. I'm gonna pick myself a Mary where the huckleberries grow.
Something about homemade pies and cookies?
We was just marrying Curly off to a farmer's daughter, boss.
I warned you, Curly, to stay single. These cowpokes will get you into deep water and you can't swim out.
You came along just in time, boss, to save me from drowning.
Sure, I'm a regulation lifeguard.
Well, how deep is the ocean where you save all these lives, well,
I don't know, Jack. Wait a minute, and I'll ask my boss, old Neptune.
All right, dive in.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? If I could ever lose you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Yeah, but you make me a good assistant to Mr. Neptune, boss. But I insist that we proceed with a wedding ceremony. We can't have all these guests to a wedding what ain't going to be.
I guess we better pretend to go through with it, boss. Otherwise, these folks can't dance at the wedding.
Right.
Well, you're treading on pretty dangerous water, old Seafoam, that'll end in a washout, I'm
afraid. Leastwise, I can splash round a bit.
Yeah, come on.
All right, let's go.
Mistake of his life when he chose cow punching as a profession. He was cut out for a sailor boy, and could he drown all competition in a sailor's hornpipes?
Maybe you're right, Jack, but we must admit if he made a mistake, he's done a pretty fair job of it.
I can't see much difference anyhow between cow punching and sailing. Huh? You sure run into plenty of rough weather when you break a wild mustang.
Yeah, if he's wild enough, you just go sailing all and all.
Birds on
I'll take my sailing out in music and dream pictures among the hills and the valleys every time.
You forgot one thing, boss.
What's that, Curly?
And poetry.
No, I didn't. I said dream pictures, didn't I? That means poetry or thoughts.
Well, yes, I suppose it does. Let's have a thought, will you, boss?
Oh, why, sure, Curly. Listen to this one. Out in the silence of the purple vale, down through the paths of a summer's trail, out mid the glow of the autumn leaves, there rests the thought of me. Out where the clouds thus beckon me on, up in the blue of the heavenly dawn, clouds floating o'er the celestial sea, there let it rest, the thought of me.
Doggone, boss, I sure am with you when it comes to staying right here. Maybe to hear some tell the grass is greener over in the next pasture, but when you get there and look back, the place you just left looks prettier than ever.
Wow! Listen to our orator. Say, that's the longest speech I ever heard you make, Curly.
Yeah, and he really said something, Jack. He's telling us to stay on our own range and not chase off to Georgia or someplace else just because the peaches are ripe.
Yeah.
Everything is peaches down in Georgia. What a peach of a climb, or a peach of a time. Believe me, paradise is waiting down there for you. I've got a peach of a fall, peach of a mall. Oh, what a peach of a couple they are. There's a preacher preaches down in Georgia, always ready to say, will you love and obey? I'll bet you pick yourself a peach of a wife. Settle down for a peach of a life. Everything is peaches down in Georgia. Get, oh, get along, old horse, you will speed out a song.
Curly didn't mean when he made that long speech that you shouldn't come out and visit us. We'd love to have you. Come again. So long.